And the, these things that people dig for bait, are called?
Fishworm or earthworm.
And is there any, that's exactly what I'm talking about, but is there another term besides those two that you gave me?
Redworm.
Yeah. And these things have a hard shell and move along the land very slowly.
Oh, well, that's the, tarpons or, they have another name too.
Now, those would be the, would you call them that in water or land?
Well, in water, that's mostly turtles.
Alright. And these little, things that you see in creek beds sometimes, they, they're shaped kind of like this, they move backwards.
Oh, crayfish?
Yeah, do you ever call them anything other than crayfish? That's what I'm, that's exactly what I'm
saying. Crawfish.
Did you ever hear them called crawdads?
Yes.
Is that fairly common?
Yes.
And something resembling a crawfish, except it, it lives in, they're found in the ocean. They get them, a lot of them in South Carolina, Georgia, and North Louisiana.
Lobsters?
It's smaller than lobster, much smaller, and they're, when you boil them, they get kind of pink.
Sure.
This is something that flies around a candle.
Candle flies?
Alright. And then the kind that gets into your clothes that you have to watch out for.
That would be, well, crickets are wrong, this is it.
Well, this is something that flies around and you have to sometimes put a few...
Moths?
Yeah. Now, is that different from a candle fly?
Oh, yeah.
And what's the singular of that, moths? Just one?
Moth.
Alright, this is a little insect that flies around outside and lights up.
Fireflies or, lightning bug.
Okay. And then another, and another kind of insect that, kind of a long, slender body with, filmy wings that, fly, you see around water a lot. Kind of hovering around above water.
Dragonfly?
Yeah, now, do you ever call those anything else?
Yes, I have heard them called something else. Snake feeders.
Okay, and now would you name just several kinds of stinging insects?
Well, let's see, honeybee, bumblebee, wasp, yellow jacket. I think that's about all.
Okay. Did you mention a hornet?
Hornet, yes.
No. What about the kinds that don't sting? A kind of wasp-like insect that doesn't sting? Might build a nest out of water dirt.
They're mostly called mud daubers.
Okay. Now, have you seen all of these animals' nests? All of these, I mean, these insects' nests?
Yes.
Could you describe the hornet's nest for me?
Well, the hornet's nest is large, very large, and the yellow jackets, they mostly go in ground. However, sometimes they do build above ground, but their nests are made from the same materials as the hornet, but they're much smaller. And the wasp will build a round nest and put cells in it.
Mm-hmm. And what about these little insects that sting you and they draw blood and you get like a little...
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, and how about the kind that bore under your skin?
Well, I don't think I could name the different types of
this. Is just a little kind of a little insect that boils under your skin and stays there and then dies under there.
I don't
you do a red bug or a chigger?
Oh, yes, them chiggers. I was thinking of the larger.
Yeah, I was just making that.